Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway with Tanzina Vega.
Home cooking is the best, my friend, because once you've had it, you won't be hungry again, because it will nourish you deep within your soul. You won't be eating junk food no more.
Cooking is a physical experience that engages all of our senses. We touch, smell, see, hear, and most importantly, taste the food we make. But many of us also have a tangible connection to our cookbooks. Despite the accessibility of countless recipes and cooking videos online, printed cookbook sales are on the rise. And like the memories we share through food, these books can transcend time, becoming family heirlooms and even cultural artifacts.
Hi, this is Lori Hughes from Everett, Washington. I have cookbooks that have come from my grandmother, my grandfather, my aunts, my uncle. And they are part of my heritage, and the food that I cook is filled with love and family.
Patricia from Snohomish, Washington. I received my first cookbook as a gift from my mother, Betty Crocker's Picture Cookbook. I later found a vintage copy for my own daughter.
Hi, this is Monica from Oregon. My most important cookbook is the binder I have of family recipes from both my family and my husband's family. You can't Google those gems.
Thanks to all of you for telling us your stories of cookbooks that are meaningful to you, and we hope you'll keep them coming. With me now to talk more about why cookbooks have such an effect on us is Peter Meehan, the editor of the LA Times food section and the co-author of the Momofuku Cookbook. Peter, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So what makes a good cookbook? Is it the pictures? Is it the recipes? Like, what is it?
I mean, I think it's individual to everyone. For me, I mean, I made cookbooks and they have lots of pictures in them, and I'm very passionate about the pictures in them, but pictures aren't essential to a cookbook. The cookbooks that I learned to cook from didn't have pictures in them. But I think it's a book that you find an emotional connection with and you have a relationship with. And I think that's the thing that distinguishes great cookbooks from, you know, paleo 30 recipe trend cookbooks. Not to disparage those books sell better than my books. I understand.
But there are, I mean, speaking about personal connections, I have a personal connection to a Puerto Rican cookbook called Cocina Criolla, which is sort of the master, you know, if you will, of all Puerto Rican dishes. And a couple of years ago, I decided, well, if I'm going to really learn my food, I'm going to try to make those original recipes, which is not always so simple, right? But do you find that people have family connections to cookbooks like that, that they have these deeper reasons for keeping certain cookbooks and recipes around?
Sure. I mean, I think many people have cookbooks that they have connections to because their family cooked out of them or their mom or their dad cooked out of them. I mean, for me, I grew up without food being a huge part of my life. But when I moved to New York, I lived above a used bookstore and I was unemployed and a college dropout. And I needed to learn how to cook so I could eat because I was broke. And I got Marcella Hazan's Classics, Essentials of Classic Italian Cooking. And that book, I mean, it was before Julie and Julia. I just cooked it cover to cover to learn about food. And Marcella Hazan has become... She's a person in my life, even though I never met her in the flesh, because that, you know, she's my Italian grandma. She is the person who taught me how to cook and how to think about food. And I think that that relationship that I have to that book is the relationship that many people have to books, you know, that their families cooked out of or that they found, like I did along the way, when they needed to find their way in the kitchen.
How do we explain the fact that print cookbooks, actual printed cookbooks, are doing so well in an era where we can, you know, and I've done this before, I'll look up a recipe and sometimes I'll combine two or three recipes that I find online to kind of make what I think is the best version of said food or said dish. Why is it that printed books are doing so well in this genre specifically?
I mean, I think it's because cooking is a physical act. And I think that there is a, you know, when you have a dish, like let's take Marcella's tomato onion butter sauce, which is like everybody's favorite pasta sauce. You can go on Food 52 and Google it and find it and look online, but there's something about reaching for that book on the shelf and opening up, and the, you know, it's like so trite to say, but those splattered pages, like there's something in the something important about the physical connection to that item and the physical action of cooking. And I think that there's, you know, people talk about reading cookbooks in bed, and I feel like it's a cheesy thing to even say, but there's something about that feeling of discovery and again, the intimacy. That's like the thing with Marcella being a person in my life. There's an intimacy to a book that there isn't to a website.
What about the fact that, because I'm going back to thinking about Cocina Criolla, and part of what I was trying to do there was not lose the foods that I had grown up eating, right? A lot of my generation kind of took for granted that our abuelas were going to make certain dishes. And, you know, when you realize, you go, well, I haven't had a sorollito de maíz, which is a little corn fritter, or, you know, if you really want to take it to the next level, making pasteles, right? Like, I don't know how to do that. And I was worried that we would lose that link to our food, to our past. Is that part of the reason why you think cookbooks are doing well, too, that people are really looking for, like, the original, you know, sort of, you know, connection that they had to maybe something grandma made or something, you know, even prior to that, that they grew up eating that just isn't seen anymore or made anymore?
Yeah, I mean, I think cookbooks are a connection to culture, they're a connection to history, and they're a way to find a path back to pasteles, you know, if that is the thing that you need to make to recreate those feelings from your childhood, or they're a way to create your own connection to your culture or to you know, the way that you want to interact with the world. I mean, I know when I moved here, I got into eating in Chinatown because I could afford it and it was cool to discover. And then it became important to me to understand those dishes and how they were made and where they were from. And cookbooks are an amazing window to learn the building blocks of cuisine. And the, you know, like the secret of food is that when you start to learn about those things and you start to shop for those things and you start to go to those markets and hang out in those neighborhoods, you immerse yourself in other cultures and experiences that might not even be yours, but you develop a real world connection to them. And I think that that's a thing that cookbooks do. Is as much as they reinforce what we bring to the table, they offer a way for us to interact with and experience other cultures, you know, in a way that just like reading a novel by someone from a different background doesn't do, because it gives you a real world reason to go and interact with that community.
Peter Meehan is the editor of the LA Times food section and the co-author of the Momofuku cookbook. Peter, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.